The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. If we really listen to this Gospel, the Lord is rejecting a mentality of accommodation, that you should change the word of the Lord based on the culture and the time so that people will feel more comfortable in hearing the word. Rather, the Lord preaches that his word brings judgment through the cross, which is his baptism, a judgment in that he preaches the truth, and those who follow it will receive eternal life, and those who reject it will be away from the Lord for eternity. This is the division that you see in families and households. You saw it fulfilled in the early church, in the martyrs, that those who stood strongly for the faith would not compromise, and those who say, just do this little idolatry, just accommodate yourself to the political atmosphere of the times. These souls were martyred for the faith, and we see this happening today also in Nigeria, and Catholics being persecuted, jailed, cardinal in Hong Kong, archbishop, house confinement in Nicaragua. They are witnessing to the faith and not accommodating the gospel to what people think it should be. See, this is a temptation now too in our age, a very strong temptation. The temptation to say, oh, we should change the teachings of the church, or we shouldn't emphasize the hard ones, especially about morality, to speak about marriage and family, that speak against gender ideology, or that proclaim that companies should give people living wages and justice for all the marginalized, the immigrant, and the poor. These are not always popular teachings. And the mentality of modernism would say that you should change the presentation of the gospel based on the culture and the times, because Jesus himself was culturally bound. And the early church was bound by the culture that they were in. This is not true. Jesus is eternal as God. His teaching is for all times. This way of compromise will not win souls because it is not according to the Holy Spirit. His teaching is ageless and full of meaning for us. See, to compromise with the teachings of Jesus, to compromise with the Word of God and push it aside, we lose the grandeur of the meaning of the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is a dramatic sword that cuts through hearts and souls and gives us the very meaning of life. We've lost this in many ways in our preaching of Catholicism in our age. You see, the meaning of life is to love, know, love, and serve the Lord and be with Him for eternal life. And as St. Ignatius of Loyola has filled in, is to serve Him whether we are rich or poor, whether we're in good health or poor health, whether we live long or short, whether we're in times of peace or times of war. Our calling is to serve the Lord, and that's where we will find meaning. We have lost sight of this, that the gospel has a power to shake people's souls, to help them to understand the meaning of creation, the world, man and woman, marriage, society, to shape that society. But the word that we are preaching by too many, hearing by too many preached today is just accommodate them, make them feel okay, make them feel comfortable so they'll stay in the church. Don't shake the boat. The truth is that the churches who have taken this mentality are losing souls in great numbers. Look at all the mainline Christian churches. You see, they're dwindling. Those who have been preaching this accommodating gospel, we should change with the times and update our morality and take out things from the Bible. But those churches that proclaim apostolic teaching, passed on through tradition, hold fast to the teachings of the Bible, are flourishing. You see this in the Catholic Church too. That those local churches are truly preaching the apostolic teaching, holding fast to the morality of the ages, sacred tradition, reverently celebrating the Mass, are flourishing and growing. In places in Africa, you see vocations booming, churches completely full. In other places in Asia, such as in India, many vocations, many souls taking and hearing the word of the Lord, believing it, while in places where you see the preaching and the teaching being watered down, saying we should reject this aspect of morality, de-emphasize this so as not to make people feel uncomfortable. There are fewer and fewer people in the church, especially the young people. It is my experience, the experience of our religious order, that if you want to have young people take hold of the gospel, preach the perennial word of the Lord strongly without compromise. This is where we find vocations. Young people zealous for the living the word of the Lord and proclaiming the Catholic faith. And the opposite I've seen in my own family, that they encountered a compromising Catholic church in their upbringing and said, this doesn't have any meaning for me. So my own siblings have joined Pentecostal and Baptist churches where at least they say we could hear strongly preaching the word of the Lord. See, we have a great gift given to us in the Catholic faith, the fullness of the preaching of the word of God. It can and still brings fire to the earth. It is our calling to take hold of the drama of the gospel again, to preach that word in season and out of season. The every great story is based on a simple premise: good versus evil, romance of in relationship to people, souls, relationships. All these are rooted in the foundational revelation given to us. Satan versus God. Choose truth or against truth. Obey the forces of good, which is God, or turn against that. All the great stories of literature, the movies, are based on these themes, which are given to us in creation by God, revealed to us in the sacred revelation. We Christians need to take hold of this great story and proclaim it again, that we know about the spiritual battle, that we know the means to overcome evil, that we are entering into this battle with the Lord. This is the story that will shake people's souls. Let us proclaim it again in all the drama, that there is a great battle for the salvation of souls against those who turn away from the Lord for all eternity. And this is the greatest battle that we face. And that the gospel gives us meaning to pass through the trials and difficulties. You see, we have right before us the image of Jeremiah, the image of suffering, one who preached the word of the Lord, and it seems that the Lord allowed him to pass through sufferings. Is that he then was thrown into the cistern and was sinking into the mud? This is the image of those who are suffering for the word of the Lord. We know truly that the prophecies of Jeremiah were coming true. Right when he was being thrown in the cistern, he predicted these persecutions on Israel. He predicted the land would be starving. But they threw him in the cistern because they did not want to hear the word of the Lord. But the Lord drew him out of that. Jeremiah later will reflect on this in the Lamentations. It's a theme that he gives to us and other great writers, that we're called to suffer even under shedding our blood for the word of the Lord, as St. Paul said. He understood the drama that he was in the midst of. So did St. Paul. So we have all the great saints and martyrs have gone before us. But he knew too the Lord would save him. And St. Paul knew this also. But salvation doesn't necessarily mean that you save you in your this life, that you be comfortable, but rather that he'll save you to eternal life, which is the great victory of the battle, which is the great meaning and peace that the Lord gives to us. Would then in our time we would rediscover this great story, this great drama, proclaim it to the ends of the world, proclaim the saving word of the Lord without compromise, without alteration, and light a fire upon the world, that we too may know the triumph of our Lord, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in our time. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.